These pacts of many types are being discussed and debated. The leader of the DUP will speak to the leader of the UUP today. And will they carve up something that will be beneficial to both? Let me speak to political commentator Eamon Mally. Eamon, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Eamon, pacts, it seems to be the word of this particular season.
Well, yeah, pacts only mean one thing in my mind. Orange and green head counting. And the aspiration, I suppose, was with power sharing, everything, that we were moving away from that. And we seem each time to go back to this awful curse of green and orange counting. Now, the Alliance Party are taking a stance. They're saying no, they're not going to participate. They're going to remain freestanding in this election. But the unionism, and Colm Eastwood sounds like a man who's very, very keen, the leader of the SDLP, to do a deal with somebody. To augment and possibly to substantiate a survival, because I suspect in many ways, unless some sort of a pact, the survival of the SDLP in terms of representation of Westminster is threatened. That is the big worry for him.
So his critics would say that there's no difference between what he's calling for, this anti-Brexit pact, and a pan-nationalist front pact.
I have to say that that's more or less how I would see it. I think that the talk of an anti-Brexit position, I think that's a bit of a veneer. This is a pretty, pretty significant development, and I don't think that would have happened under the other leaderships within the SDLP. So from that point of view, but I do see this as an attempt by the SDLP to survive and to remain relevant without some sort of an understanding, potentially, the SDLP could lose quite a lot. I mean, said the way it's shaping at the moment, Alistair MacDonald's going to have a hell of a fight in South Belfast. There's talk, too, that Margaret Ritchie in South Down is going to be under a lot of pressure. And Fermanagh South Tyrone is certainly not a likely winner for the SDLP. But the real worry, I suppose, for the SDLP is it conceivable that Mark Durkan could lose his seat in Foyle, because Sinn Féin is definitely a force there, that the recent election proved that. And furthermore, there is a subliminal sense of loss with the departure of Martin McGuinness, and I suspect that will be a factor in this election in nationalism.
And is it a given that when Arlene Foster speaks to Robin Swan today that unionism will come to a very obvious deal?
It would appear like that. There's always a wrinkle someplace in these situations, though. There's always a stubbornness somewhere. And I remember Alistair didn't get the nomination way, way back, and he left the Democratic Unionist Party at that point in time. And then Peter Robinson brought him back as a Euro candidate. Now, Peter Robinson deeply regretted that ultimately, I suspect. But there's always a wrinkle. Nothing is ever a straight line in politics. So there will be some kickback somewhere along the way. But I think the goal is within unionism is to mobilise every single vote. They are terrified that Sinn Féin could maximise the vote.
And in the meantime, legislation to extend the deadline for agreeing a new power-sharing executive. It's been debated in the House of Commons this afternoon. Secretary of State making a statement to Parliament. It means that the parties have until the 29th of June to reach agreement for what are seen as the crucial talks that they're often described as. And we'll also get the rates put through, I suppose, marking an inflationary rise. Is that a sign of the future, Eamon?
Well, it's probably another sign of another deadline which will be missed. And by then it's bucket of spray time, marching season, and then I think we're gone until September, October, potentially. That's how it could shape here. So I suppose legislatively something has to be done, the rates have to be collected, etc. I don't know what the fate of Malcolm McKibben is, the permanent head of the civil service in Northern Ireland. He was supposed to be gone early this year. He agreed to stay on until April. And I don't think that the government is in a position to appoint a new head of the civil service in the meantime because of a number of other circumstances which have arisen. But it's a bit of a mess. We're really, really once again back in a mess at every level here. The Brexit factor becomes a bigger factor each day that we exist. There's more and more concern, broadly speaking, about the implication of Brexit.
Just one final question to you, Eamon, and it's on the back of Karen sending me a text here, and she's asking me the question, but I'll let you answer it. Can Naomi Long win East Belfast if there is a unionist pact?
I would say that would be difficult. She's depending on I suppose, very liberal unionism to get her over the line. I would be surprised. I would imagine that rapporteurs are already in place, working with the original organisations which identified with the UVF and UDA in that area. I would imagine that there will be rapporteurs already working on that to mobilise that vote to make sure that Gavin Robertson maximises it. Now, she is a very formidable candidate. She has had a fantastic recent election. She's done very, very well on her feet. She is one of the finest politicians in our midst. And if the people of East Belfast see that in her and are prepared to support, yes, she could beat Gavin Robertson. I notice Gavin Robertson is increasingly articulate, publicly articulate. He was out this morning expressing concern about the danger to young voters, first-time voters not being registered, etc. There seems to be a growing concern within parties about that, which whatever way the electoral commissioner system is working here at the moment, registration is an ongoing problem. The system has not been automated sufficiently to facilitate this, even at this point in time.
Yeah, it's surprising that, isn't it, that we could register with the old hard copy, but we can't do it online.
Well, particularly for students and people who aren't living here. I mean, all the kids today, everything is online, booking flights home, holidays, everything's online. So this is going to militate against a lot of people. And I think that there'll be a lot of chagrin and anger over this situation. It was suspended, according to the head of the Electoral Commission Office. It was suspended because of the assembly election. And sometime this year, that's the utterance, the words I heard, sometime this year, this will be resolved. Now, this is contrary to the situation in the rest of the United Kingdom. We seem to be on the hind teeth here, Frank.
It's a great country expression, Eamon, but I know exactly what you mean. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed.
Political commentator Eamon Malley, you never want to be on the hind teeth. The Frank